We need ICE to hear it in Washington. No human is illegal! Thank you.
200 people rallied outside Newton's Horace Mann Elementary School on August 1st to support Rigoberto Mendez. Mendez, a Newton resident, is slated to be deported to his native Guatemala after living, working, and raising a family in the United States for 27 years. Mendez entered the country illegally in 1991. His lawyer, Victor Maldonado, says he hopes ICE will show compassion, given Mendez's wife's brain cancer.
I hate to admit it, but I'm getting pressed a lot these days, and I am impressed by this community, and I can't be more thankful to all of you for all the support that we're getting. I mean, we almost have to dedicate a person in the office just to deal with your phone calls and all of your support, which is a wonderful problem to have. I was actually thinking as I was coming here that it's also a little bit of a sad occasion, because and be together to support a man like Rigoberto from being removed. It seems like the world is upside down. I know some of you know Rigoberto very well, but let me just tell you a little bit of their background. He and his wife, Amanda, have been here. He's been here for almost 27 years. She's been here just shy of 23. So they have spent the better part of their lives in the United States. They started their family here. They have two kids, one of them who has just graduated from the Newton school system and just got a full ride to UMass. Max, their youngest, is here at the Horace Mann School. And they've lived their lives here in Newton, which is clear to see by the support. Amanda is fighting cancer and is getting great treatment. So you would think that in a normal, logical government or country, our government would be begging somebody like these folks to stay with us and put roots here and stay here and continue being our neighbor, our workers, our friends. But certainly empathy is in short supply these days. I would even dare say that I feel like as a country we've lost our way. And certainly when you're looking at a family like this, and realizing that they're about to be ripped apart and torn in a moment where they're so weak in terms of the condition of the wife, it can shake your faith. But I do thank you for being here, because it is kind of restore some of that. And I have to tell you, the congressional delegation in Massachusetts is wonderful, and they're behind us. And I don't want to get into more details on that side, but I just want you to know that they're helping us, and we've just begun to fight. Thanks for coming.